Hindenburg Infantry Regiment Memorial. Located on the border, Elk was always a seat of an infantry and cavalry garrison. Between 1788 and 1792, Dragoon Regiment called Bosnian was stationed here, commanded by Heinrich Johann Günther. During the Kościuszko Uprising, they fought the Polish troops from Podlasie. Andrzej Karwowski, who organized the uprising in Podlasie, was a graduate of the Military School of Knights. On the 10th of July 1794, he defeated Günther in a confrontation near Kolno. On the 18th of July, the fate turned. Karwowski was defeated in a battle near the village of Dębnik, where the river Pisa joins the river Narew. Günther deserved the praise of the distinguished German historian Max Mazur Töppen and the gratitude of Elk citizens for what he did for the town. Karwowski fought on with the legions during the Napoleonic Wars, but he did not earn a great soldier's fame. The 2nd Masurisches Infanterie-147, 147th Infantry Regiment, 2nd Masurian, and Pommersches Dragoner von Wedel Regiment, Nummer 11, von Wedels 11th Pomeranian Dragoon Regiment, were stationed at Elk since the late 19th century to the end of the First World War. Both units were part of the 37th Infantry Division, whose headquarters was in Olsztyn. The soldiers of the 37th Division were mainly residents of East Prussia. The unit participated, among others, in the battles of Tannenberg, the Masurian Lakes, September 1914, of Gorlice, May 1915. In December 1916, it was transferred to the Western Front. In 1918, it took part in the Second Battle of the Marne. The division was disbanded in 1919. The First World War is a very important turning point in the history of the city and the whole Masuria. On the 18th of August 1914, there was a Russian-German battle on the outskirts of Elk. The next day, the Russians entered the city. After the victory of Tannenberg, August 1914, German forces started to repel Russian troops from Prussia. On the 10th of September, General Kurt von Morgen's troops took Elk. As it turned out, it was not the end of the war for Elk yet. In October, there was heavy fighting in the town and its surroundings. The town was again occupied by Russian troops. Particularly devastating was the battle fought on its streets in February 1915. The trenches appeared in town. On the night of the 12th of February, the Russian troops started to retreat. On the 14th of February, German soldiers entered the town commanded by Adalbert von Falk. The soldiers who were killed then were eventually buried on Pielakornia picturesque hill near the village of Talusy, District Elk. The cemetery on this hill is one of the most beautiful in Masuria. On the 16th of February, the Emperor Wilhelm II himself appeared in Free Elk. A day later, the Emperor swore he would do anything to bring a new, fresh life back to the ruins. After the events of the First World War, most of Masurians felt connected with the German state for the good and bad. Last remnants of Masurians' Polish identity were replaced by German patriotism. Fast reconstruction financed by the state and private donors strengthened the commitment to Germany. Opole subsidized Oak in the task of rebuilding the district. Paul von Hindenburg, the victor from Tannenberg and the liberator of Masuria, began to be adored, nearly worshipped. He was made an honorary citizen of Oak. Bahnhofstrasse was renamed Hindenburgstrasse in his honor. Hindenburg was invited to the celebration of the 500th anniversary of Oak in 1925. However, he did not arrive. Therefore, a member of Oak Sports Association Mazovia, Franz Jadek, ran to Berlin with a special commemorative diploma with words of gratitude for liberation from Russian occupation. In Luisa Park, three new monuments appeared. The earliest was the monument dedicated to Hindenburg. Later, the fallen soldiers were commemorated and soldiers of the 147th Masurian Infantry Regiment, which was officially named Das Zweite Masurisches Infanterieregiment, Generalfeldmarschall von Hindenburg, number 147, the 2nd Masurian Infantry Regiment, Field Marshal von Hindenburg, number 147. Recently, the last remnants of the monument were unveiled in the park at the time of the works.